Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about proving all things through the study of the Scriptures. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It is imperative that we prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, how do we prove all things? Well, Acts 17:11 gives us the example. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Now, understand that these people in Berea were searching the Scriptures as the apostles preached it. And if it was so, then they believed it and they reacted to it. There were some that had come to here in Thessalonica, and they were the unsaved. They were probably the Jewish people in many cases that would come and attack it and say things against it without ever searching the Scriptures to see if it was so. But by the way, the way we prove all things is to daily read and meditate on God's Word and ask the Holy Spirit of God to teach us. I have a Bible reading schedule that is outlined to take people through the Bible in 36 weeks. As a matter of fact, if you would like to have a 36-week Bible reading schedule, just mail a note and just say, I would like the Bible reading schedule, and send me your return address and I'll mail it to you. It's something that I would like for you to have. And you don't read in the Bible reading schedule in 36 weeks. For example, you may read in Genesis chapter 1, but that same day you'll also read in Matthew chapter 1. You'll read in Psalms chapter 1. You'll read in 1 Samuel chapter 1. So you'll read about four or five different books, and you'll see how the Bible comes together as one unit as you're doing that. But normally I try to get ahead of my schedule and finish early. And so usually each year by July, if not earlier, I get finished reading the Bible through, and then I'll concentrate on one book of the Bible. I'll get my Greek Bible. I'll get some commentaries and books by good authors. I'll read some good notes, and I just take it the rest of the year studying that one book of the Bible. I may read 10 or 11, 12 different books on that one book of the Bible besides my meditating and thinking on it. I ask God to teach it to me and show me those things that I need to see, and even beyond what I read or study from other men. And this gives me an understanding and helps me to understand the Word of God a little bit better. And so, my friend, let me encourage you to daily read and meditate on God's Word and ask the Spirit of God to teach you, because if He doesn't, you're going to get crossed up. Now, He says here, prove all things in verse 21 here, 1 Thessalonians 5. The word prove means to test, to try, to examine. Believers are falling headlong into programs, philosophies, and strategies of men. And too often these strategies completely contradict the Word of God. As a matter of fact, there is somewhat of a Marxist approach. That is, the idea of the end justifies the means. The reason you see many churches bring in secular approaches, they bring in rock music, blended music, and other things of the flesh into their church services, because they believe the end justifies the means. Well, that's wrong as a Marxist philosophy, and it's wrong as a Christian philosophy because it's not a biblical philosophy. We must also understand the pastor is a fallible man. Now, if you knew my wife, she could tell you that. I just hope that you don't ask her if you ever meet her. But God gives the individual Christian the personal responsibility to examine all people, programs, and doctrines by the infallible Word of God. Now, you look at verse 20. He says, despise not prophesying. But verse 21 then is telling us, prove all things. So, despising it is listening to it. Not despising it is listening, but then proving, testing, trying, examining by the Word of God. You see, my friend, discernment is imperative. It's of paramount importance. Have you heard the statement, there is good in all religions? Or perhaps you've heard somebody say, well, their children are now going to such and such a church, and they don't really have standards, and they don't really use the King James Bible, but, you know, as long as they go to church, that's what's important to me. Well, they may not care that the church is a little bit off, but I would. You know, I can find some good bread and probably some good food in a garbage can. But I don't want to get my bread out of a garbage can or some food out of there that the people just threw out because they're too full to eat the rest of it. I mean, I'd rather get a fresh loaf of bread from the supermarket. Now, the bread in the garbage can may not hurt me. It may be all right to eat parts of it and part of the food. But I really don't want it. I can just see myself reaching into that garbage can to get the food out and looking down and finding a maggot on my arm. So, my friend, I really don't want to get my food out of a garbage can. Now, I know that I'm painting for you a very gross mental picture. But much worse, and I mean much, much, exceedingly much worse than that picture, is a church that has a little bit of the gospel mixed in with false doctrine and error and worldly ways, such as the rock and roll or the blended services. Why should a good Christian support that which deviates from the fundamentals of the faith? Now, I believe that your children are better off not being in a church like that at all. When they're in a deceitful church and they finally decide, you know what, I want to do what's right, they're not going to know the foundations. You see, my friend, the Lord wants them holy, not carnally religious as so many are today. Now, please, let me repeat that again, and don't miss this. The Lord wants them, or His people, holy, not carnally religious as so many are today, because those people are deceived. Now, once you prove that prophesying, once you prove that truth by the Word of God, he says, hold fast to it. The two words there, hold fast, means to seize. It's as an army taking possession and then guarding it with their life and all the power that's at their disposal and exists in their arsenal. And so when you find truth, seize it, hold fast to it. Guard it like an army that's just captured another one's fort. When we are satisfied that anything is right, true, and good, and in accordance to the Word of God, we must hold fast to it and never, never let it go. Whatever opposition, and whatever persecution we meet for the sake of that, it is imperative, if we're going to be good Christians who are going to hear well done one day, that nothing take us from it. Now, I've had people say all kind of things against me because I will not go with the world on fleshly music that's whether it's rock and roll or what have you in the church services, and I will not show irreverence in the house of God. And so people criticize that, and they put that down, and I fought that over the years. But my friend, I won't offend people more than I want to offend God, okay? If it comes down to a choice, I don't really want to offend either one, but if it comes down to a point where I'm going to offend one or the other, I would rather offend people than God. And so, taking a stand, we'll even get family members against you on some of these issues. Think of these verses, and each of them, as you think about it, revolve around Christ. First of all, in Luke 21, Jesus speaking, in verses 16 and 17, "And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." Now think about that. Betrayed by a mother or your father, other friends and kinsfolks for your stand for Christ, and hated for those stands. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. "And they overcame him," that is, they overcame the devil, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." They stuck with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven and preached that gospel of repentance and faith. And they gave the word of their testimony, even if it meant their neck, and it did. They loved not their lives unto death, but then their eternity is so glorious and so blessed. We read in Matthew 5, 10 through 12, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." They even lie about it, make things up about it. Now, he says for us to rejoice and be exceeding glad. Why? "For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." But more than that, he says, "For great is your reward in heaven." That's why you rejoice and be exceeding glad. You have faith in God's Word, and God's Word says there's an eternity, and there's an eternal reward, and there's eternal blessing. And if God says something is great, and this is the words of Christ, if Jesus Christ, who created the heaven and the earth, says something is great, it must really be great. And he says, "Great is your reward in heaven." You know, it's interesting. We get rewards down here. We might win a trophy. I won a trophy in high school. As a young adult, as a matter of fact, when I was in my early 20s, I won that trophy, and it was a softball trophy. Now, friend, I have no idea where that trophy is today. I remember last time I saw it, it was all rusty and bent up. Part of it was broken. And, boy, the night I got it, though, boy, I thought that was the best thing. I mean, that was just wonderful. Boy, that was a glorious night. Well, that soon faded. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.